This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. If you think taking pictures of bird sounds well tamed, the author of a new book on endangered species in Appalachia may change your mind.
There was a woman who came down the trail and she said, "Do you happen to own a dark blue Dodge minivan?" And I said, "Yes, I do." And she said, "Well, you need to get back to the parking lot because the vultures are destroying your car."
That story and more coming up this West Virginia Morning. Support for West Virginia Morning is proudly provided by Luke Frazier. After averting the sale of the Greenbrier in August, Jim Justice's family's hotel is slated to be foreclosed on again. Brianna Heaney has that story.
The hotel is scheduled to be sold on the Greenbrier County Courthouse steps on October 25th at 2 p.m. The Justice family has until the day before the sale, October 24th, to make a $24 million payment to avoid the sale of the property. Justice says this is all procedural, and he's currently in good standing.
We've got a good relationship, and we're on track. And it'll, you know, all this will be taken care of just as it's supposed to be, retired and taken care of by the 24th of the month.
Justice then dismissed rumors that the hotel was going to be bought or managed by Omni Hotels. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Brianna Heaney in Charleston.
A West Virginia man pleaded not guilty this week to a conspiracy plan to harbor dozens of illegal aliens who worked for his Monongalia County construction firm. Maria Young has the details.
Hector Reyes was indicted earlier this month on charges of paying for illegal workers from various countries to be brought into the United States so they could work for his company, A&M Homes, LLC. The 35-count indictment also alleges he submitted fake documents to the IRS.
He was paying for these individuals to be smuggled into the United States. He would pay $5,000 or $8,000, or in one instance, he paid $19,000, and then they were obligated to work for him until they were able to work off the debt.
William Ellenfeld, U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of West Virginia, says Reyes spent nearly $500,000 to bring illegal workers to this region.
This was a significant operation and one that allowed him to ultimately profit more in his home construction business, because even though he had to invest money in bringing individuals into the United States, he was able to pay them less than he would if he hired West Virginians or United States citizens and played by all the rules that a home builder is supposed to play by.
Reyes faces up to 10 years in federal prison on the conspiracy charge alone.
This is not something we see every day. Even when he was arrested in Morgantown, we found false driver's licenses that he was preparing to give to individuals so that they could use them as identification as United States citizens.
Trial is set for December. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Maria Young in Charleston.
Nature photographer and conservationist Matt Williams has a passion for birds. His latest book is Endangered and Disappearing Birds of Appalachia and the Southeast. Producer Bill Lynch spoke with Williams about the book and helping the bird population.
How did you find yourself doing a book about Appalachia and the South?
Back in late, it was probably around 2017, I would say, I started to work on this book about declining birds, disappearing birds of the Midwest. And I covered 40 species that either spend the winter or the breeding season or migration somewhere in the Midwestern states. I loved that project. It was so much fun to do it. And after it was done, I thought, oh, boy, what am I going to do now? Because that book was so much fun to work on. And I thought, well, that's just the tip of the iceberg as far as birds that are declining. There are other parts of the country that are experiencing the same thing. And so maybe we look at some other spots. And so kind of see this as a series, this disappearing bird series. The first book was Midwest. Second book was Appalachia and the Southeastern U.S. it was just as much, I would say even more fun the second time around, living out of the back of my van for a couple weeks at a time. I wouldn't recommend that, but it was great for what I was doing because it allowed me to be really mobile. And if I got the shots that I needed for that day, I could just load up and head out and drive to the next spot and try and get other shots the next day. And if I didn't, I could just stay where I was. And there was no calendar, there were no reservations, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, that was a great project. I spent time in the Carolinas, drove through West Virginia, spent time in Kentucky, a lot of time in Florida, Georgia. Got to see some beautiful, beautiful country and some amazing birds. And it was just a great experience.
What was the most difficult one that you got?
Yeah, well, I'll give you a couple that were challenging. There's a little bird called a salt marsh sparrow, and it's pretty small, you know, maybe just 5-ish inches long. And they don't sing very much, and they spend a lot of their time actually almost mouse-like, kind of going through the grasses in these salt marshes along the Atlantic coast. You know, the numbers are very low. They're not doing very well with sea level rise and other issues that are destroying that habitat. That was one I tried for several times in a lot of different places and just kept striking out and finally was able to get some nice shots. And so when I see that picture in the book, it just makes me happy because I know how hard I worked and how many miles I trudged through marsh and how many mosquito bites I got to get those shots. And then in a different way, I also had a tough time getting purple gallinule, which isn't that rare of a bird, but they are declining with loss of wetlands. And just a gorgeous, gorgeous, bright purple bird with red, aqua, just really striking. They have long legs, long yellow legs and long toes that they use to walk on lily pads and almost look like they're walking on water at times. But I was in the Everglades. There was a sign that said, "Watch out for the vultures, and you might want to cover your car before you leave the parking lot." And so I talked to a ranger who was there, and he said, "Yeah, they can be a problem. You might want to cover your car with a tarp before you leave." I wasn't really familiar with that issue, and was kind of in a hurry. I had gotten there late, and wanted to get out on the trail while the light was still good and get these shots of purple gallinules in the Everglades. And so I looked briefly. I didn't see any tarps, and I thought, it'll be okay. I'm only going to be out there for, you know, half hour. I'll be back soon. And so I went out, and sure enough, found the gallinules, was getting great shots, having a great time. There were some swallow-tailed kites that I was able to get some photos of. After quite a while out there, there was a woman who came down the trail, and she said, "Do you happen to own a dark blue Dodge minivan?" And I said, "Yes, I do." And she said, "Well, you need to get back to the parking lot because the vultures are destroying your car." I went back out there, and there were like a dozen black vultures on my car, and they were pulling and eating all the rubber weather stripping all around the door, all around the windshield. I had never seen anything like that, but they actually did some damage. And as I look through the book, each of these pictures in the book kind of has its own story that goes along with it.
About conservation, what's one thing that most of us could do to help the bird population?
One thing that may seem silly, it's amazing the number of birds that are killed every year by cats that are pet cats that we let outdoors, and they bring in that chipmunk every once in a while, or they're out there hunting. And you would not believe it, but cats like that kill about 4 billion birds a year. Just keeping your cat indoors or getting it declawed or, you know, whatever you need to do so that it isn't killing birds is one big step.
That was photographer Matt Williams speaking with Bill Lynch. To hear the rest of that interview and more, listen to Inside Appalachia Sunday mornings at 7 and Sunday evenings at 6 on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. It's 7:53. Support for WVPB is provided by Festival Charleston, presenting three things. Outdoors at the Capitol Market, Wednesday, October 16th at 7 p.m. Featuring Matt Browning, Robbie Moore, and Chelsea Ruby. FestivalCharleston.com. Mostly cloudy or mostly sunny skies today. Highs in the 60s and low 70s. Clear overnight. Lows in the 30s and 40s. And sunny tomorrow with highs in the 60s and 70s. Mountain Stage hosted two shows at the Franklin Theater in Franklin, Tennessee this week. Our song of the week comes from the performance of Judith Owen, a Welsh singer-songwriter and self-described drama queen. Owen and her band called the Gentlemen Callers performed the cult classic song I Put a Spell on You, originally recorded in 1956 by Screamin' Jay Hawkins.
I put a spell on you. Baby, because you're mine, I hate the things that you do. 'Cause I ain't lying. Don't you know that I ain't lying? I can't stand it, baby. You're always hanging around because of the way you always put me down. I'll put a spell on you. Oh, baby, because you're mine. Oh,
that That was Judith Owens' performance of the 1956 hit, I Put a Spell on You. To hear the full performance and more, tune in Saturdays at 6 and Sundays at noon right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University and Marshall University School of Journalism and Mass Communications. Our Appalachia Health News Project is made possible with support from Marshall Health. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Bill Lynch, Brianna Heaney, Keelan Bailey, Chris Schultz, Curtis Tate, Emily Rice, Eric Douglas, Jack Walker, Liz McCormick, Maria Young, and Randy Yowie. Maria Young produced today's show. I'm your host, Teresa Wills. This is West Virginia Morning.